leverage the problems and people skills in my home, because my greatest challenges perhaps might come from home. If I can learn how to solve problems and conflict at home, there's nothing I cannot face at my office. There's nothing I cannot face in the marketplace. Do you understand? If I cannot handle getting feedback at home, if I can't handle getting feedback at home, and what were some ideas of feedback at home that I gave you yesterday? Kids ignoring you is feedback. Silent treatment by the spouse is what? Feedback. So if I get defensive with feedback in the home, do I have the capacity to handle the marketplace's feedback? I don't have the capacity. If I can't handle feedback at home and I get all defensive and I come unglued and I have no self-control and I am stubborn and rebellious and will not hear the feedback in the home, I certainly am not going to listen to the feedback of the market. I don't have the maturity or the capacity to hear the feedback from the customer. So let me tell you the same people. Let me tell you how it works. How many of you do not follow up with your customers? Wave at me. Wave at me. Wave at me, young lady. I see you, honey. You know who I'm seeing. Let me tell you something. Why don't we follow up with our customers? Fear of what? Fear of rejection, which means we're not getting feedback. We're afraid of the feedback. So we avoid the feedback the same way we avoid it in the marriage, the same we avoid it in the kids, the same way we avoid it, by the way, you printing out your bank statement and taking highlighters to it to highlight where all the money is going, green for all the food, red for all the eating out, right? Blue for all the entertainment. What is your bank statement? It's feedback. Your bank statement is feedback on where you're at, how you've been living, where the money has been going. That's what it is. You listen to me. Listen to me. Success requires a feedback loop. Success requires a feedback loop. This is not foreign to you. How many of you played sports? Who here plays sports at a high level? Meaning you had a phenomenal coach that like made you puke. You did so many bleachers, you could not walk them. You know what I mean by bleachers? Running bleachers. You did so many of them, you puked and you could not get out of bed the next day. Someone had to push you out of your bed and then you had to crawl yourself to that toilet. Anybody ever worked that hard with a coach? I have. Okay. Let me ask you, did that same coach film the games? And what happened? So tell me, so if we're looking at success, success is very obvious in what it takes to get there. So why is it my friend, my brother from a different mother, seriously, like we are like him and his wife and I are like so of the same cut from the same cloth. None of us should be where we're at today. Like at, well, maybe Falana, but definitely not Harper. Okay. 1-point-something GPA average in school, stuttered, all of that. He's became a professional football player. He's a professional speaker, owns a very successful security company, amazing man, grew up in the hood and overcame and has inspired thousands and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, okay? Massive overcomer, okay? But anyway, so here's what I know. So professional athletic teams, they are watching their last game. They are studying their last game. And why do they study their last game? It's a feedback loop. It's a feedback loop. So wherever it is that you want to succeed, you must have a feedback loop.
Oh, that's good.
Wherever it is that you're not succeeding is where you need a feedback loop. What is the scale? It's feedback. The scale is feedback. Who here avoids the scale? Wave at me. Why do you avoid the scale? Because you don't like what it says. The same people that don't follow up with their customer because they're afraid of what the customer will say. You cannot succeed without feedback. You cannot succeed without feedback. You will work the hardest you've ever worked and reach a fingernail of success. But with feedback, you hit the target closer and closer. It actually saves you time. It actually saves you money. It makes success happen faster. If you're in sales and you don't track your numbers, who here is in sales? Who doesn't track their numbers? If you don't track your numbers, guess what the tracking of the numbers is? Feedback. The feedback points you in the direction of where you're supposed to go. Do you understand? It tells you whether or not you're on track or if you're slightly to the left or slightly to the right, and it helps you to nail the bullseye. So the scale is feedback for your butt and your gut. Okay? Your spouse is feedback for your value, what value you're bringing into the relationship, not your value, who you are in your identity, but the value you are bringing into the relationship. We already know you're highly valued. Come on, the heavens and the earth was all worked out to put you in your mother's womb. Yeah, right. There's a lot of people that didn't make it. Come on, you were born a full-on champion winner. You were the little squiggly that won. So you started off in this world winning. Winning. So a lot had to happen to bring you through your mama's stuff. Seriously. You survived. You survived, and it was for a purpose. Kate, let me ask you this. How many of you have had a new baby in the house? What's the feedback of the baby? Crying. Crying is feedback. Check my drawers. I might be hungry or I might need to fart. Do you understand? My tummy might be sour. I might have dropped a hot one in my drawers. My belly might be empty. Do you understand? It's feedback. That's all a feedback loop. Feedback is not a personal attack. Feedback is not a personal attack. Feedback is essential to succeed. Don't avoid feedback. Look for it. Go offensive with it. What do I mean? Don't play on defense. Get off of defense. Get on offense. Go looking for the feedback. Go asking for the feedback. Go sort that stuff out on purpose.